Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. We have Paul Joseph Watson who's going to be joining us in the second hour. And we're going to be talking about the war on cash. As we mentioned yesterday, we have the chief economist for Citibank talking about how he wants to abolish cash. Well, the government has an agenda in this as well. And we see repeatedly that both the government and the big corporations, the big banks, the ones who are working on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the ones who are trying to ban cash, to confiscate cash, to abolish the use of cash, they're working hand in glove with each other on a single agenda. We talk about this every day, but every day we see new aspects coming out about this. And, of course, today we're going to talk in a little bit more detail about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, about essentially banning ownership. That's what's really behind this. It was when the IMF started helping European countries after World War II. They were giving them loans to rebuild their infrastructure after the war. When Robert McNamara went to the IMF, they started making loans to these countries, giving them money for welfare programs, for an entitlement state. And people accused them of being rent seekers, seeking to turn these people into essentially serfs or sharecroppers who were going to be permanently indebted into the banks. They weren't building any infrastructure, anything that's going to increase their productivity. They were just borrowing the money and using it to fund their everyday living. That is what the bankers and the multinational corporations have been seeking to do to all of us. And it has never been more clear than when you look at what the car manufacturers are doing, what the tractor companies are doing. We're going to talk about that today. What are they doing to the farmer? You know, we see that the labor unions seem to be the only ones who are pushing back against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're coming out. They've got Obama's labor secretary is coming out and Thomas Perez saying, don't worry about it. It's going to be a good deal for you, unlike all the other trade deals that we put in. This is going to be a real good deal for workers. Baloney. But there's a lot of people who just see this as they buy this argument that it's free trade. They just see this as opposition from the unions. We need to understand this is far broader than this. Farmers need to understand that this is going to be an extension of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. They are going to turn everything into something that you just lease, something that you don't own anything. And we're going to go into detail about how that works. We've got information from John Deere. Of course, there's a couple of articles. One about a month and a half ago on Wired Magazine, a guy who has a site helping people to do it yourself, helping a farmer to try to fix his expensive tractor. It costs $100,000 for this particular tractor, and it's only a midline John Deere tractor, and it's loaded with software. This thing had a sensor that kept going off on it all the time. It would make his tractor and his business go down for 2 days at a time, so he's trying to help him learn how to disable that sensor so he could run the tractor. And then he ran into the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. See, you can't even fix your tractor yourself. And now they have challenged it. And it's amazing the statements that John Deere and General Motors are making about not only tractors, but about cars. They want to own everything. That's a huge part of this thrust with these transatlantic and trans-Pacific partnership agreements, just like the IMF. They want to turn all of us into tenant farmers. They want us all to be sharecroppers. They want us to all be slaves. You're not going to own anything. You may make the payments to them for this car, but you will never own it, just like you never own your home, as long as you have to pay property taxes. But we're going to talk about that in detail. We're also going to talk about the Koch brothers are now auditioning Jeb Bush, looks like. Of course, I guess, is that a conspiracy theory? that a politician would go to meet with some very rich millionaires, you know, like at Bilderberg. They were making fun of InfoWars yesterday with a very sarcastic article, and yet today, that's what's going on. The only difference is the Koch brothers, at least, are openly admitting what they're doing. At Bilderberg, those people are hiding what they're trying to do. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Grubb for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. We're going to be joined in the second hour with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to talk about a couple of stories that he's had up in the last today as well as yesterday. Today, of course, we have the breaking story, J.P. Morgan Chase banning storage of cash in its safety deposit boxes. They don't want you to have cash. Why is it? Well, it's because they're going to have negative interest rates. They've had 0% interest rates, even though they charge you on your credit card 15, 25%, sometimes 50%. If you've got a low credit score. I remember the days when it was illegal to charge more than 10%, and it should be, especially in those days, the banks were paying more than that to get their money printed by the Fed. They were paying a few percent. They weren't getting it for 0% interest rate. But now they want to, quote-unquote, stimulate the economy. This is Keynesian lies being fed to you yet again, always used as an excuse, an economic excuse to grow government, to make government larger, to devalue the value of your cash, the purchasing power of your cash. Just look at what's happened to our money in the last 100 years. It's gone down like 99%. So you can buy a penny today, a penny, I guess, about 100 years ago, buy what a dollar buys today. So that's not enough for them. They have to ban the cash. And, of course, they're being helped with this by the government, who wants to be able to track everything you do, of course. That's the fundamental motivation of government anymore. They want to be able to track what you spend. They want to be able to track where you go. That's what the autonomous driving cars are all about. They want to listen to everything that you do. They want to completely control you, because if they know everything about you, they can easily control you. It's a way that they can close the loop. They can understand if there are lies that they're feeding you through the mainstream media, through the movie companies like Sony. They can understand if those things are working. It's a completed feedback loop. They're not just broadcasting the propaganda anymore. They can now measure how effective their propaganda is, and they can fine-tune that propaganda. But, of course, they want to control the cash, because the cash allows you to get out of the system to be anonymous. So they're going to find different ways to either abolish it or to tax it. Because, of course, if they start to tax your deposits, then you are going to pull it out and put it in cash. They understand that. So they're looking at ways to abolish it. We're going to talk to Paul about that. Also, the Patriot Act, Section 215, is coming up again for reauthorization. Of course, that was the section that purported to give them the power to do dragnet spying on everybody. Isn't it ironic that when you look at this bill that's coming up now to extend the authority, this is Senate Bill 1035, a bill to extend authority relating to roving surveillance, access to business records, and individual terrorists as agents of foreign powers, and they reference the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978. Isn't it ironic that the FISA Act of 1978 was created after the exposure of intelligence abuses by the Church Committee? They were showing how the CIA, under the cloak of national security, had become a lawless criminal organization. And so, as a reform, they came up with FISA. Now FISA becomes the justification for them to do dragnet surveillance. And, of course, this is being pushed by Mitch McConnell. Republicans cannot get enough of the police state, the prison state, the war state. They're pushing this very hard. Senate Intelligence Chairman Richard Burr is also a co-sponsor of this. He is the new Senate Intelligence Chairman. He thought getting rid of Dianne Feinstein, that position, was good. Well, you know, you're just jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire, because he says he doesn't ever see, Richard Burr never can envision circumstances under which there would ever be any Senate Intelligence Committee oversight or exposure, I should say, public exposure of what our intelligence community is doing. Whatever they do, he's not going to tell you about it, because you don't need to know. You're just a slave. You're not a stakeholder. You're not part of this government. Just shut up. We're going to track you like cattle. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced a bill yesterday that would reauthorize the controversial surveillance authority of the Patriot Act until 2020. And, of course, it will pass through there. Now, they point out that there were movements to try to shut this down, and Mitch McConnell led the movement to block any kind of reform of the NSA last year, even when he wasn't the majority leader. They say that, and this is a statement from Patrick Leahy, a Democrat who is opposing this. He said they're trying to quietly pass straight reauthorization of the bulk collection program that's been proven ineffective and unnecessary. Exactly. It is ineffective. That's what William Binney was saying. That's why William Binney resigned. After September 11th, they began this dragnet surveillance. They started recording everything without any regard to getting search warrants or having justification. They started doing it domestically. He and Drake and many others resigned. And one of the things that he said was that you're creating a giant haystack that makes it impossible to find a needle. That's the very point of it. It is ineffective. It makes them far more ineffective to find a real threat. But perhaps that's what they want anyway. If they have another terrorist event, or I should say when they have another terrorist event, they will use it to grow the security state even further. He says, and more so, this is Leahy talking about it, they're attempting to do so without the committee process that the majority leader has promised for important legislation. Yeah, it's being fast-tracked. They're fast-tracking reauthorization of the surveillance state. Now, on one level, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter if they reauthorize Section 215. Do you think that they really need legal authorization to do anything that they're doing? Let's listen to Michael Hayden, who went to Washington and Lee University and was speaking to the law students there. And he's bragging about how he did whatever he wanted. He didn't need any stinking legislation. Let's play that clip.
Oh, your talk today about 215?
Yeah.
215 is such a safe haven.
He's just waving his arm like that.
215 was legislated by Congress. I was doing metadata collection under the president's raw Article II authorities from October 7th, 2001 forward. The 215 program doesn't begin with the Patriot Act. It begins with the private order I got from President Bush. And we decided it was lawful and consistent with the president's authorities as commander-in-chief.
Yeah, there you go. We don't need any stinking laws. He said, he's just waving, you know, waving his hands. I don't need that. Shaking his head. Points that I had an order from the president. Do you understand where we are? We are no longer a nation of rules. We have a rule by a dictator. And we have people like Michael Hayden say, hey, I've got an authorization from the president. This didn't start with Obama. Don't give me your partisan nonsense. This started with George Bush. It started before him. It is bipartisan. All of these guys do this. It doesn't matter. It didn't even start with George W. Bush. It goes way back beyond that. But they openly admit it. He gets up before a bunch of law students, and basically brags about how he doesn't need a law from Congress. That would be unconstitutional if anybody were to challenge it. Of course, they're not challenging it. But it's a violation of the Constitution. And he says, I don't even need that law, that violation of the Constitution. I had an order from the president. I can do anything I want if the president orders me. That's admission that we are living under a police state military dictatorship, and they're just fine with it. Well, you know what? I'm not fine with it. And I hope you aren't either. We need to understand what's going on. And let me tell you where the next bunch of this stuff is coming from. Of course, it is coming from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's where they're headed. An article today from the New American says that the Obama GOP, because it's the Obama administration working with the GOP leadership and with a lot of people in the Democratic Party. Let's be clear. This is a bipartisan thing. It wouldn't have mattered with NAFTA whether Clinton was elected or whether George H.W. Bush was elected. They would have, either one of them would have pushed this thing through. But of course, it's easier for them to get it through when they've got a Democrat in as president because he provides a beard for them. But the Obama and GOP trade, quote unquote trade, they put it in quotes, this trade scheme includes unrestricted immigration. Alex Newman points out that the establishment GOP-backed Trans-Pacific Partnership is being touted by the White House as the most progressive trade agreement in history. It's really a Trojan horse to advance Obama's unrestricted immigration agenda. See, it's not just going after the Internet. It's not just establishing CISPA through a back door. It's not about just forcing people to buy your products, holding a gun to their head, saying, you're going to buy my GMO food, whether you like it or not. Australia, New Zealand, other countries that may have banned this internally. No, we've got this trade agreement, so you're going to buy this stuff. That's the way crony capitalism is now operating in the 21st century. They hold a gun to your head and tell you, you've got to buy this insurance that Obama has mandated, and we're going to tell you what level of insurance that you need. We're going to sell you insurance that you don't need at a highly inflated price, and you don't have any say-so about it. That's the way all of this stuff is going to be rolling out. And we're going to talk about how they're taking away ownership, even with the farmers, even with their tractors. This is not something about the trade unions trying to fight free trade. Okay, this is not unions versus free trade. This is globalist, multinational control by the corporations working with the government to spy on you. And they go on to point out in this New American article, despite harsh rhetoric, Republican leaders in the Congress have promptly caved right after the election to the White House demands on amnesty. Now they fail to even mention the TPP immigration schemes, even though we now see that it's an entire chapter on it. And, of course, the only way that we know anything about any of this is when it is leaked by WikiLeaks. Why is it that we have to have espionage to find out what is going on? If that's what they want to call it, that's what the NSA calls it. I don't call it espionage. Why do we have to sneak around and hack into places to even find out what our elected leaders are up to? What kind of a government are we living under? Oh, that's right. We're living under a government where the president can order and do anything, where there is no transparency, where they operate as a full-on dictatorship. And that's what this Trans-Pacific Partnership is about. Now, today is Earth Day, and we have an article up on InfoWars about the record number of drivers who are trading in electric cars for SUVs. Obama, they say, promised to put in a million more hybrid electric cars on the road during his tenure, and he's doing that by giving people big subsidies, $7,500 subsidy to trade in your to buy an electric car. But when people are trading in their electric cars, guess what? More than half of them are not buying electric cars, and 22% of them are getting SUVs. They don't even want $7,500 as a tax credit. They'd rather have an SUV. And we're going to talk about ownership of cars and ownership of everything. When we come back, stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Grubb for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana Food Storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth Seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. As I pointed out last segment, we're going to be joined in the next hour by Paul Joseph Watson talking about the war on cash. J.P. Morgan Chase is now banning storage of cash in safety deposit boxes. But yesterday, we talked about the article that Kit Daniels put out over the weekend. Automakers want to outlaw gearheads from working on their own cars. We talked about how the Association of Global Auto Manufacturers, a lobbying firm for 12 manufacturers, was basically going to outlaw people working on their car at home. This is something we've never seen before. As the EFF pointed out, what is novel is prohibiting people from actually working on their cars. But I'm going to point out a couple of differences. I want to show you what this is going to look like, because in the article, what this Association of Car Manufacturers is asking the government to do is to take out an exemption to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that allows people who own their cars to work on their cars, because now they're so heavily controlled by computers. They want to take out that exemption. So I'll tell you how this is going to play out, because we can see what's being done now by John Deere on tractors. And also we've had a statement from General Motors weighing in on that. Before I do, I just want to let you know that we've got a sale at InfoWarsLife.com. We have Silver Bullet now at 50% off. That's $15 per bottle off. It's normally $29.95. This is powerful 30 parts per million colloidal silver. This preparedness grade. We have sold out in the past. Now is a good time to stock up for 2015, especially since it's 15% off. You'll save $15 per bottle. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet. Now, you want to know what this is going to look like when they ban it? Ban you from working on your car. We can already see how it looks at farms. And this is part of what the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership, is going to do. They're radically expanding all the definitions of copyright. This all began in 1998 with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Now, one of the things that's in Kit Daniels' article, it's on InfoWars.com, says, allowing vehicle owners, this is what the Auto Alliance says, if you allow vehicle owners to add and remove electronic control programs at whim, it's highly likely to take vehicles out of compliance with federal requirements. You understand how this is all working. They're putting these black boxes in. All the black boxes are now required. Any new car that you buy as of, I think it was last fall, doesn't matter what manufacturer, they're required to have a black box. It's going to record everything you do, how quickly you accelerate, how what the G-forces are when you turn, so they can evaluate how you're driving. It's going to record top speeds. It's going to record a lot of things, not just before the accident. They're going to be able to mine that data and adjust your insurance rates. And, of course, the goal is for them to be able to charge you by mile. So both the insurance companies as well as the automobile companies as well as the government all have a vested interest in robbing you, their slave, because you don't own anything. You're just there to pay them royalty, to pay them fees, to pay them licenses. And if you want to know how this works, it's already being done in farms. There was an article that came out on February the 5th that was on Wired Magazine. And it was a guy who's got a site. His name is, let's see, where's his name? I don't see his name here. Kyle Weens. Okay, he's a founder and CEO of iFixit. It's an online site he's had for about 10 years. The article back at the beginning of February said, new high-tech farm equipment is a nightmare for farmers. And so he recounts the story, since he's got this site where he fixes stuff. It's a do-it-yourself community, and he helps people. He's got a neighbor. This neighbor's got a $100,000 John Deere tractor, which they say is about mid-line in terms of the tractors. But he's got a sensor that keeps going out on him. Every time this sensor blows, the engine will not operate. The tractor is dead in the water. So he had him come over and say, you know, can you help me to fix this minor hydraulic sensor? Because every time this happens, he's got to wait for the part to be ordered. The technician's got to come out, so it's dead for 2 days. So he fights with this thing. He tries to get into the tractor engine control unit, the TECU. He can't get in. He's locked out. Actually, it's even got a password to it. So you can't get into your own tractor to look at it. And he says, the guy's got a legitimate reason to do this. He would like to be able to fix this, to just get it to work when this hydraulic sensor that operates on it doesn't have anything to do with the engine. When that breaks, he'd like to not be out of business. And he'd also like to be able to modify the engine timing. He'd like to get some of the information about how his crops grow that the tractor collects. Okay, but that presumably just belongs to John Deere, not to this farmer. Okay, but he can't do any of that. And then he points out, you understand
that farmers have been doing it themselves for generations. I mean, they basically live by tinkering with their own equipment, by fixing things with Bailey wire and duct tape. We're going to tell you what happens in 21st century America when we come back. And we're going to tell you what General Motors says. They're pushing back very hard against the idea that you own anything. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to get back to this article and show you how things have changed since this article exposing the problem in Wired magazine back at the beginning of February, and then one that came out yesterday showing the response of John Deere and GM, exactly what they're telling the government, the Copyright Office. Now, as I was pointing out in the last segment, he was talking about how he was trying to help his neighbor fix his tractor that kept breaking. He has a site called iFixit that helps people to do it yourself. And, of course, that is the tradition of people who live on farms. They don't have the money to go out and hire people to fix each and everything, so they just fix it themselves. That's been the tradition. As he pointed out, they use Bailey wire and duct tape, but he goes, now regulations are stricter, he said. Agribusiness is much more consolidated. The equipment is proprietary. Well, you know, I think there are some uses still in this kind of environment for duct tape. Maybe we can use it as handcuffs on the regulators. But seriously, we need to look at what they're really doing. They're actually outlawing ownership. This is a war on private property, just as much as civil asset forfeiture is a war on personal property, on property rights. That was something we talked about that at great length yesterday, where the government in 1986, Ronald Reagan, with the excuse of fighting the war on drugs, said, we're going to confiscate property. We're going to charge it civilly. We're not going to do a criminal process. Therefore, you don't get any legal representation. Nothing in the Constitution applies because, of course, we're charging the property itself with a crime. So they've been confiscating property. And if the government can do that, if the government can come in and just say, well, I think that your cash may have been used in some kind of a drug business because of all the cash. Essentially, you can find traces of drugs and all the cash. They can use that to confiscate anybody's cash. They can use it to confiscate any of your property. But, of course, the other thing they can do is they can come in with lawyers and not the police on the road. They can come in with lawyers and they can write out our rights using these copyright acts. And that's really where we're going to see the big effect, a big effect of the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic partnerships. And I just want you to see what the mindset of the government and the corporation is right now. So in this particular instance, he's talking about how they cannot even get in to work on this without a password. They have to come up with a hack to get into their own tractor, into their own property, even though this guy has paid $100,000 for it or is paying $100,000 for this tractor. So, of course, there's been a hacking community that started up. He says there's a thriving gray market for diagnostic equipment and proprietary connectors. He said, of course, a lot of people go out and they purchase a laptop from some nameless friend of a friend with a software that's already loaded on it, okay? Because under modern copyright laws, that kind of quote-unquote repairing is illegal, or at least legally questionable. And it goes back to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act in 1998, which classifies breaking a technological protection measure over a device's programming as a breach of copyright. So if they put a password on this John Deere tractor, you are in violation of their new copyright laws. So, of course, a lot of them are going open source. A lot of them are creating their own equipment. But this is what he had yesterday. He says, we cannot let John Deere destroy the very idea of ownership. And, of course, John Deere is just one of many corporations. It's also General Motors weighing in on this. And you will see what happens with these, quote-unquote, free trade agreements. That's exactly where they're going. Now, this is what John Deere said. They said, farmers receive an implied license for the life of the vehicle to operate the vehicle. How about that? And this guy points out, he says, over the last two decades, manufacturers have used the DMCA to argue that consumers do not own the software that's underpinning the products that they buy. Things like smartphones, computers, coffee makers, cars, yes, even tractors. Look, if you're going to have the smart home, quote unquote, smart home, if you're dumb enough to buy into that, where everything can be monitored, that you're to every one of those devices is a spying device for you. Of course, it was Petraeus, who bragged about the fact that your toaster was going to be spying on you. When we reported it, everybody said, you're a bunch of tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Well, he said it. You can see that it's now true. But here's the other aspect of it. Not only will they spy on you, slave, they also maintain that you don't ever own your smartphone, your computer, your coffee maker, your refrigerator. Okay? Somebody may break into it and hack it and start sending spam out of your refrigerator, the electronic kind. But you will never own that stuff. Now, this is what John Deere is arguing. They say that allowing people to alter the software, even for the purpose of repair, would, quote, make it possible for pirates, third-party developers, and less innovative competitors to free ride off of their creativity, unique expression, and ingenuity. They are trying to shut down all ingenuity. You can see this in the music industry where they go back and patent happy birthday and shut down people's YouTube videos because you've got happy birthday on it. They don't want anybody to own anything. They assert that they own everything. And then they make this incredibly ridiculous argument. They say permitting owners to root around in a tractor's programming might lead to pirating music through the vehicle's entertainment system. They actually said that. They said that you might pirate music using your tractor, if they allowed you to actually work on your tractor. And understand, this is the cutting edge. This is where it really is starting, and that's with the companies like Sony, who is music as well as movies. They have been the leading edge on all of this insane copyright extension. And they are very much involved in the TPP, as we can see from some of the leaked Sony emails we'll talk about later. But this is now what GM said. And remember, there was an exemption to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act for vehicles, personal vehicles like cars, and they want to get that removed. But GM said this, told the Copyright Office, that proponents of copyright reform mistakenly, quote, conflate ownership of a vehicle with ownership of the underlying computer software in a vehicle. Now, if you went to the Chevy dealer and you said, I want to buy this vehicle, and they say, fine, but, you know, we're going to retain ownership of the steering wheel. We're going to retain ownership of the brakes as well as the engine. You know, we're just going to control that for you. That's essentially what they're doing with the autonomous cars. But that's how useless your car is if they take out the computer now, because it is so interwoven throughout the operation of the car that it's the same as saying you don't own the steering wheel, you don't own the brakes, and we still do have those things in our cars. So basically what they're doing is they're making these activities illegal, and if you want to do something about it, the people that are fighting this now, that are trying to stop this increasing copyright infringement, are the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the Intellectual Property and Technology Law Clinic, and the Digital Right to Repair Coalition. You've actually got to come up with a coalition that says, hey, I can repair the stuff that I thought I owned. But if these trade agreements go through, that's going to be all out the door. All out the door. One example of this, of course, they say it's going to be a boon for agriculture. It's going to be a boon for big agra. It's going to be a boon for GMO. And right now, we can see what's happening in Hawaii. There's been efforts, of course, to try to get labeling for genetically modified organisms and plants labeled in the food that you buy. They've fought that, of course, with the lobbyists. Where they have had success is going into farming communities where they understand how the growing of the GM crops is destroying their crops. A lot of farmers have heirloom crops. They have organic crops. And these GMO crops are essentially a trespass on their farms. They're very angry about that. Something that they work very hard to produce. That's a premium product. And so they have had success in going into several farming communities where the people already understand the problem and they can't be blindsided by a lot of advertising propaganda from the big corporations. They understand the product. They understand the problem. And this happened in Hawaii in the last election. It was a very small amount of money that was spent there. And basically what they were doing was shutting down a Monsanto operation in Maui. Now that's being challenged in the courts to overturn what the voters did. They have had the county as well as the state of Hawaii now abdicate their authority in this, turning it over to a federal court to nullify what the Maui voters said, that they did not want GMO crops destroying the neighboring crops. See, it doesn't really matter in the long run if you have labels on there, because if you don't stop the growing of the GMO crops, it's going to cross-contaminate everything anyway. So that's really, I think, where the fight is, and that's where they've had the most results. But now they're going to use a court to shut that down. Now, that's dictatorship, as John Rappaport points out in his blog. He's got an article, Federal Judge Drops Bomb in the Monsanto Maui Case. This is from the beginning of the week. And he's right to point out that this is a dictatorship. But it's going to get much harder to control that once we go to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because then they're going to have investor state settlement tribunals. They're going to have an arbitration process. And it's going to be far worse then than it is with this. It's going to be much easier for them to do what they want. The corporations, of course, that are creating this with their lobbyists will be elevated to the status of the state, and it will be an arbitration process. And so they're going to shut it down that way as well. That's how it's going to work. Now, one more thing, and I want to go to a report that was a good report that Rob Dew had about the recent resignation of the head of the DEA, and of course, that is really the story, is how prohibition has corrupted our legal system, corrupted law enforcement. And, of course, it hasn't done anything that it's, that's been sold to people that it's going to do. But before I go to that, you know, it really has taken us away in this corruption of law enforcement. There was a story that Kurt Nemo had yesterday. We're not in Mayberry anymore. We really aren't. I mean, what we have now is a situation where, you know, instead of a nervous Barney Fife who always wants to overreact to everything and starts nervously loading his single bullet into his gun, now we don't have Sheriff Andy around anymore. We now have a very, very lethal Sheriff Andy who's getting his orders from the federal government. Let's go to that report. DEA head resigns. What are they not telling you?
Rob Dew here with some breaking news from InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. It has just come out that DEA administrative head Michelle Lionheart is going to resign amid the sex party scandal that just came out, and they had congressional hearings about it. And I am no fan of the DEA head. I'm no fan of the DEA. In fact, the DEA head has said some moronic things like this in the past.
Is crack worse for a person than marijuana?
I believe all illegal drugs are bad.
Is methamphetamine worse for somebody's health than marijuana?
I don't think any illegal drug
is good. Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
Again, all.
I mean, either yes, no, or I don't know. I mean, if you don't know, you can look this up. You should know this as the chief administrator for the Drug Enforcement Agency. I'm asking you a very straightforward question. Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
All illegal drugs are bad.
Does this mean you don't know?
That's right. She can't tell you what's more addictive, meth or pot, crack or pot. She doesn't know because she has to follow a script, and the script is all drugs that can be grown naturally, we have to stamp out and control. That's the script. Okay, but let's get beyond that. This is what really gets me. All right, she's stepping down because of the sex party scandal. All right, she should have been stepping down a long time before that because it came out a long time ago that the DEA is working with these drug cartels. And I'll get to that in 1 second. But that's not the questions that they ask in this congressional hearing. They're more worried about the sex parties and who paid who and who threw a glass at who and prostitutes were involved and all this other nonsense, which is, you know, wrong in itself, yes. But they're not looking at the big issue. And the big issue is that the DEA helps run drugs into this country. Okay, and they stay clear away from that because they know there's payoffs coming from all corners with this drug money and the drugs that flow into this country. And I'm going to get to that in a little bit, but that's what I don't understand. Why is that question not being asked? Why don't we have all these Republican representatives and these Democratic representatives who really care about this country, so they say? Why aren't they asking, why is the DEA working with drug cartels? Okay, they're only worried about these sex parties and the gifts they got. Okay, but here it is. Back in Time Magazine, 2014, January, U.S. government helped rise of Mexican drug cartel. And that's a report. The U.S. government allowed the Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel to carry out its business unimpeded between 2000 and 2012 in exchange for information on rival cartels, an investigation by El Universal claims. Wow. So we've had this information since at least January 2014, even though we know it goes back further. We've had Rick Ross on the show. Alex interviewed Gary Webb a long time ago. We've had other people on. We've seen the Mike Rupert clip where he's talking about the CIA bringing drugs into Compton.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
We worked with the Sinaloa cartel from 2000 to 2012. In fact, Business Insider came out with this. Sinaloa, led by Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, supplies 80% of the drugs entering the Chicago area and has a presence in cities across the U.S. There's long been allegations that Guzman, considered to be the world's most powerful drug trafficker, coordinates with American authorities. All right, the most powerful drug trafficker works with the DEA to bring drugs into this country. And we're concerned about a few sex parties. Okay, I firmly believe Michelle Lionheart should resign. She's a complete imbecile and a fool, and we're paying her $250,000 to walk around and not know anything, not know what her agents are doing, and say that meth and pot are the same. Okay? That's the lunacy we're paying at least $200,000 a year for, plus her benefits package, and I'm sure she's going to get a great severance package because she's resigning. Oh, yeah. The government always takes care of their own. And I wonder who Obama is going to appoint as the next drug czar or the next head of the DEA. What other nincompoop is going to get up there and tell you that all drugs are bad and we have to get them, except when we work with the drug cartels. That's the only difference. If we work with them, it's okay because we're getting information from them. And it's okay when we do it. But it's not okay if you do it. It's not okay if you do it. We're going to take your property and we're going to take your money and we're going to put you in jail for a long time for working with a plant. That's what, essentially what we're doing here in this country. And we tell you it's for the children, of course. That's right. Everything's for the children. So that's what we need to wake up on. Those are the questions we need to be asking. Why are we working with the drug cartels? Okay, the sex parties and stuff, that's all garnish. Who cares about that? It's been Rob Dew for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. If you like reports like these and analysis like this, please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's your subscription out there that funds the reporters going into different locations, our cameras. We're actually working on a new studio update for the original Nightly News studio that we'll be showing you in a couple months. I mean, we really are doing a lot, and it's all because of your support at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to salute all the members out there at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member and you become a member, you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. So it really does help us out and keeps us going all the air. This little station we just put together, this breaking news station, this is all because of your support. So thank you very much out there, and we'll keep on trucking. It's InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
Great report from Rob Dew, our news director. And of course, as he pointed out, Prison Planet TV is our crowdfunding for our news operation here. It's one of the ways that you can support us. Very important support. And spread the news to all your friends and family. Stay with us. Right back. When we come back,
we're
going to talk about
Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Paul, guess what?
What?
We bugged Mr. Blake's down. We heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic and we hit it up in the south window.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul...
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law can't use this kind of help.
But it's for national security.
That's what Michael Hayden would say. Yeah, we're not in Mayberry anymore, are we? There was an article that was up, I think it was yesterday, Kurt Nemo. InfoWars.com. We're not in Mayberry anymore. A priest urges parishioners to arm themselves against criminals in self-reliance. He makes this argument. I'm going to tell you what he said in this letter. But, you know, we need to take care of ourselves. As he pointed out, he said, pretending we're in Mayberry, while we're clearly not, can have very negative consequences for ourselves and those that we love, especially those that we have a responsibility to protect. I'm going to talk about that. If we're not in Mayberry, is there a real threat? He said Mayberry was popular because it showed a life where everybody that everybody wished was true, where there was no threats, where everything was fine, where everybody was perfectly safe. But we're not living in that world. Think about that, and I'm going to tell you what his solution to that was, of course. Very surprising solution for a Catholic priest, and of course, the hierarchy doesn't like his solution. Before I do, real quickly, you need to protect yourself, your family. Look after yourself for clean water, for clean food. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 10% off all ProPure water filters right now with promo code WATER. Also, there's no better way to protect yourself with a reliable, high-quality emergency food supply than with My Patriot Supply Emergency Food. You can get both of those things at InfoWarsStore.com because ultimately, you are responsible for protecting yourself, for protecting the innocent. Against criminals or whatever kind of threats are. Even if it's a natural disaster, you need to be able to protect yourself. Now, in this specific case, this is a priest at the Christ the King Catholic Church in Michigan. And he sends out this letter to his flock. He says, it's very common for Christians to simply assume that they live in Mayberry, trusting that because they know the Lord Jesus, everything will always be fine. Nothing bad can happen to them and their families. Those who have followed the Lord Jesus for more than 20 minutes often have experienced firsthand that the reality of living in a fallen universe can be very different. So what he suggests to them, also referring to the chief of police in Detroit, who suggested to people, hey, look, we're going to catch the criminals, do the best we can to catch the criminals, but we can't be there when things happen. So you need to arm yourself and train yourself how to safely use those firearms to protect yourself until we can get there, until we can catch the criminals. So he cites that. And he advises his flock to do the same thing. He says, get a concealed pistol license. We'll give you classes, show you how to use it safely. But then the Catholic bishop pushes back. He takes issue with the classes. Bishop Boyea further states that the concealed pistol license classes are inappropriate activities to be held on church property. He says, we are followers of Jesus Christ who raised not a hand against those who mocked, who tortured, and who finally murdered him. Okay. Was that the way that Jesus wanted us to live? He went before his accusers as a lamb dumb before the slaughter. Does that mean that we should shut up? That we should not talk to anybody? No. No. He told his supporters first when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, put away that sword when they cut off the ear of one of the guys. But then he told them, he said, sell your cloak and get a sword. If you don't have a sword, sell whatever you need to get one. To protect yourself, to protect the innocent, to have self-reliance, that's what we are called to do. That's the moral case. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now,
you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.